Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! Yeah, it's time to hustle and shine. Yeah. Brian B. Shining. Reporting live from the Brown and Kruber Studios.
In your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 5:59 on your time. It's a high of 27. Currently, it is 22. Clear skies, but it feels like 12 in Grandview.
Hi, D!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this Throwback Thursday?
Feeling good. We only got, according to LaMonica, we got one day left.
According to LaMonica, it is Friday.
We want to hook some of our high school seniors up with some college coaching. That's what we're doing this morning, starting at 7:30 AD.
Of course, the morning gossip goes down at your 23s. Congratulations on order to the Isley Brothers as they were honored on yesterday with the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And guess who was holding hands at Trump's account summit? You'll never guess.
I think I pretty have a pretty good guess who it is.
You do?
Girl, what's going on?
We'll get into that. Your motivation coming up in about 10 minutes. But D, it is Throwback Thursday. Let's go back to your UMKC days when you was...
It ain't no, no, cut that shit.
When your right hand was strong. Snip, snip. We Throwback Thursday, no, no, 2015. Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hot 103 Jams. Let's go.
So what you saying, though? You know I'm the man, though. Nothing but a bird. I'ma leave where you stand, though. Heard you got a man, though. Hope he understand, though. You ain't nothing but a creeper, baby. I'm just saying, though. Saying, though. Hey, it ain't nothing to cut that shit off. No. It ain't nothing to cut that chick out.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Do the hard stuff. Take on the difficult challenges. Seek not what is easiest, but what is most consequential. Demonstrate to yourself how much life matters by the ways you choose to spend your time and effort. Commit yourself to a worthy purpose and then honor that commitment with everything you have. Experience the meaning of life instead of just speculating about it. Remain an active participant in your own existence and fulfillment. Continue to improve your ability to make a positive difference in your world. Recognize the opportunity in every situation. Exercise your wisdom, skill, time, and effort to transform that opportunity into lasting value. You are blessed with amazing capabilities and the freedom to use them. Be always eager to make the most of that good fortune. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:25 on your time. It's a high of 26. Currently, it is 20 with fair skies, but it feels like 9 degrees at Swope Park. Nicki Minaj shakes up the internet on yesterday after speaking at Trump's account summit.
I am probably the president's number one fan.
and that's not going to change.
But Nikki makes a lot of money, and she's generously stepping up. She's investing hundreds of thousands of dollars in Trump accounts to support the children, and really the children of her incredible fans. That's great. But and I just think she's great. You know, I've been hearing so much over the years, because I didn't know Nikki, and I've been hearing over the years she's a big Trump supporter and a Trump fan, and she took a little heat on occasion.
And they held hands, too. The Zoom in was crazy.
D, take the floor.
What you want me to do, break dance?
Well, I mean, we've had several discussions on this show about A, celebrities, B, your favorite rapper, Nikki.
Yeah.
And I hate,
seems like, but we're
I
in
love
the
to told you so.
I mean, it's no I told you so involved.
How come
this.
It's not?
I don't think she ever hid her support for him. I told you so would have been like, I think she's a supporter. You know, normally people, when they say I told you so, it's like, you didn't think that they supported them. I got you. I think from day one, when she started speaking about this, it was clear what side she was on. And it wasn't the side that you and I would stand on. Is that not clear?
That train has left the station.
What I will say is, although I think that she is the most skilled and the best female rapper we have.
Doesn't matter anymore.
Of all time.
Doesn't matter.
Well, you asked me to take the floor. I'm trying to take the floor.
My bad. I'm intruding.
So, two things can be true. I think she's still the best female rapper when we talk about skill. However, at this point, this is getting ridiculous. You got to be stopped. Like, what is going on?
Now look at my African American over here.
Are you trying to buy NBC? What's going on?
She's nasty about me.
I don't know.
Tremendous amounts of water.
You just got to scratch your head and be like, what's tea? What's happening right now?
Yeah.
I have no idea. And good news, though. Congratulations to the Isley Brothers as they were honored with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
You know you make me want to Woo! Lord have mercy. I want to just thank our Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, first. I want to thank all of our fans. All of our fans. Each and every one. We've been doing this for 67 years. And God bless you all.
Shout out to the unks of the game.
Woo!
So many hits. And so much influence as well.
I love the Isley Brothers, man. I mean, you was six decades, I think?
That's insane.
Six, 7 decades of making music?
Six, seven. Yeah.
Crazy.
Had to do that for the kids.
Stop. Fire investigators, they're working to figure out what caused a deadly house fire and reported an explosion in Smithville last night. Police said crews were called to the 300 block of East Meadow Street. That's around 620. And they arrived within minutes and found the home fully engulfed in flames. Firefighters from the Smithville area Fire Protection District responded with help from several neighboring departments. So this was a big deal whenever they got to call on the neighboring departments. So utility crews from Spire, Gas, and Evergy were also called to address potential safety concerns. So crews found one person dead inside the home. And authorities said they do not believe anyone else was inside at the time. And this is bad news, man, for this time of the year. And you know, you think about, you know, what other things is going on, because I'm seeing Parade Park, there was some more fires there that's happened last night. So just concerned about our cousins, and just putting the antennas out on to just take extra precaution and extra safety in whatever you're doing.
Yo, what up? This your boy, Little Ronnie. I wake up with Hustle and Shine on the Hot 103 Jams, baby. Let's go.
When Jacquees came out and said he was a king of R&B, I totally understood what he was saying, though. He was like, for his generation, like nobody else, his contemporaries, like a Bryson Tiller or a Brent Fires, you know, those are the guys that's kind of
that
like
you would
his
consider in his class.
Yeah, and you know, I like Jacquees better than those other guys, so I understood what he was saying.
I love Jacquees. I've always been a big fan. Yeah. I can't pick. I can't choose. But I think all of them do a good job of influencing the culture of R&B music in the current state it is. So.
You know it.
And a big shout out to Independence. They got some stuff going on over there.
Yeah, indeed. The Independence School District announced this week who it will appoint as the superintendent, and Dr. Vicky Murillo, who has nearly 40 years of experience in education, will be the district's new superintendent beginning on July 1st of this year. Murillo is currently serving as the superintendent at Council Bluffs Community School District in Iowa, just outside of the Omaha, Nebraska metro area. So she was recently named by Education Insider Magazine as one of the nation's top 10 superintendents. Mm-hmm. So Independence is definitely getting the gym and looking forward to see, you know, what she does over there in that school district. I know Independence had made some news last year with them extending the 4-day
school week. Yeah,
school week for the kids.
I forgot about that. So, yeah.
You know, trendsetters over there, Independo.
I'm just saying, I think other areas need to be like Independence. You know, maybe I'm biased because I just know if I had a four-day work, not work week,
yes.
That too. I think that a 4-day work week needs to be discussed. Friday should be like a Saturday. But that's another conversation for
it. It is, because I think that affects like global economy thing. I think that's why we still haven't gone to a 4-week, 4-day scheduled joint, because it's more of a global interaction with that 5-day. Like everybody in the world has to get on the same page with the 5-day or 4-day schedule. So I don't know. Wishful thinking.
Yeah. Shout out to all the teachers, period, since we were just talking about education. We love and appreciate you guys, too.
Hi, I'm Mayor Quint Lucas. Tune in to All Things KC every Monday morning. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Big love to all the cousins that's tapping the Hot 103 Jams app and listening in on your radio on your way to work. We love and appreciate you for making Hustle and Shine in the Morning a part of your daily morning routine. Love and appreciate you because we know and realize you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today. We appreciate you and your time. Shout out to the cousins on that Hustle and Shine text line. Shout out to Stacey Davis. She said, is it almost Friday? It almost is. We are right around the corner from it. Big love to Rich Harris as always. Brandon Blake on the Twitter side. Shout out to Kip. I know that they have a ribbon cutting on today. Ooh. So major shout out to them. I know they had renovations for their auditorium. Shout out to B-Dub as well for always being tapped in with the community.
My dog.
Shout out to Amber. She hit us when we talked about the 4-day work weeks, and she sounds like she's for it. She talked about the test scores have gone up and more. Mm. Our students and teachers are more rested. She said shout out to the Blue Jays, high school Blue Jay teachers. We appreciate all of y'all.
Is that Raytown?
I'm not 100% sure. Shout out to Tyron. Happy 7th birthday to Ronnie Brown. Shout out to Kitty Wayne. Michaela loves you. And last but not least, shout out to Anastasia Jackson. Always tapped in with us. She said, have a great productive day at school. Nuri and Azai. Shout out to the little cousins. I hope I got the name right. If not, give me together, Anastasia.
And shout out to the Minions.
Yes, the Minions too. Shout out to the cousins.
TMG, the Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
7:25, it's a high of 27. Currently, it is 21, clear skies, but it feels like 9 at the T-Mobile Center. Rapper Kevin Gates sat down on Club Shay Shay. He shared some thoughts about breakups and said who he thought was the prize.
A lot of time when you be with a woman, they'll isolate you and make you feel like ain't nothing out there. Oh, no, God ain't stopped. All you got to do is focus on God. He'll send you something. More pressure. Hey, I hate to say this. A woman is a good woman.
Yeah.
That's a gift from God. But the man is the prize. My new woman, a lady told me, she said, Kevin, I've been knowing you forever. She said, that new woman you with, she healing your central nervous system. She said, you got this calmness about you now.
The central nervous system is where I clicked out.
Is he hilarious on purpose or is this on accident?
I think he's a funny guy. I think he should do stand-up because I think his truth would be funny to others.
She's like, Kevin, I've been knowing you forever.
Really, really? Yeah.
I guess we are the prize.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm tired of having this conversation. Like, look, dude, everybody's entitled to feel how they want to feel. If men want to feel like they're the prize, cool. If women want to feel like they're the prize, cool. Like, find somebody that makes sense for you.
A good man.
Because I will tell you, if I see one of my homegirls and she's talking to a guy that's like super, I'm the prize.
No.
Go in there and cook me a sandwich. Like, if you get, if you on some Harrison Butker type of conversation.
Oh. Call me now for your free reading.
I'm definitely telling my sister she need to leave you alone. Because what, like, what type of, that's some high school mentality
Harrison
to me.
Harrison Butker type time?
Yeah, go in that kitchen and fix me a sandwich. That's what that is.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Other news, since we're talking about relationships, Devin Franklin, that is a pastor and also the ex of Megan Good. Now, of course, he spoke about in a recent sermon, I believe it was a sermon or a TED Talk, either way. He talked about being divorced, but he also talked about the roads of him dating right afterwards.
That I'm out here decluttering my DMs like a good boy per her request. And meanwhile, she's got the storefront looking like buy one, slide in free. Okay, but you know how it goes in dating, right? We see a red flag, and instead of acknowledging that it's red, we squint real hard and say, that's not red, that's burgundy.
Now, to clarify, he was not talking about Megan Good. He was talking about maybe, I think,
he wasn't.
Well, no, he wasn't. He was talking about a young lady that he was pursuing in his dating period after that. Mm-hmm. And how, I guess, she had a thirst trap on her page, and he wanted her to get rid of it, and she's like, no. And so, yeah, when you like people, you look the other way when it comes to some of them red flags.
Thirst
like,
traps are definitely a red flag. What you looking for attention for?
Ow.
It's so much to unpack with thirst
it's
traps.
It's a Tuesday. It's a good Tuesday evening. You feeling a little bored?
Hey.
Thirst traps really depend. Some are cringy and some are like, is this a thirst trap? Because I feel like men get away with certain things that women can't.
Here we go.
No, for real. Like, if you're maybe in the gym and doing certain things, like, you all can maybe get away with some. Whereas if a woman does it, if a woman walks in with some tights on, it's like, oh, that's a thirst trap. Like, can women breathe?
You can see what a thirst trap is.
I'm just saying.
You love to put men and women in the same category.
Well, no, that's technically in different categories. I'm just saying. It depends.
Girl, back.
Hey, it's your girl, Love Macy, and I'm hustling and I'm shining in the morning on Hot 103.
D, I know our high school seniors, you know, it's a pressure-packed situation right now. As you're trying to get as many coins, as many dollars as you can for college. And College Coaching Network, look, they're here to help our kids try and get as many dollars as they can. In the building with us, hustling and shining, we got Mr. Claude Harris from the College Coaching Network. Good morning, fam. How you feeling?
I'm doing well, Brian B. How y'all doing this morning?
We are well. And I understand a family at the College Coaching Network, you got the Digital Scholarship Coaching Program. Talk about it.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. We went back in the lab. We've been doing this for over a decade now, Brian. And we wanted to help people that really need scholarships for college. When I was in high school a long time ago, I had a 3.875 GPA, only scored a 17 on the ACT test. And I didn't get any scholarships at all, man. And so my mom wanted me to be the first in my family to graduate from college. And I walked on the basketball team, got a scholarship and all that. But I wanted to create a program that would help people that look like my mom, that she made too much money on paper to qualify for scholarships, but she didn't have a lot of money saved, right? So the Digital Scholarship Program was designed to help kids get the opportunity to find scholarships. But with artificial intelligence, there's ways that they can actually write scholarship essays and use technology to kind of help them speed up the process of applying for scholarships.
Now, the timing couldn't be any better. It's National College Financial Prep Week right now. And my question to you is there a timeline on when students can get involved in what the CCN does?
Now, that's a great question. Really not. I have seen that there's urgency between now and the time we get to about maybe March, because a lot of the deadlines actually start to expire for the private scholarships. But one of the techniques that we use that we help Holly Jackson do is it's called college leveraging. Are you familiar with Walmart price matching?
Yeah.
So you know how you can get like maybe an offer from one store and then you take it over to another store and ask if they can match or beat that offer? Do you know you can do that for college? So we help our kids get scholarships at multiple schools, and then they'll leverage those scholarship offers to get more money at the primary school they want to go to. We helped her get $52,000 in additional scholarships just by using that college leveraging game.
Now, where were you guys at in 2015 when I was paying you and KC?
That's funny. You know, a lot of families just don't know that they have the power in their hand. Just because a college has a sticker price doesn't mean that's the price you have to pay.
Wow. Hey, man, price matching for college boys, college scholarships? What?
Take me back.
So oftentimes, applying for scholarships, it can be challenging. How can the College Coaching Network, how can you all help our students and their parents, because a lot of times the parents are confused as well, because this can be an overwhelming time sometimes for high school seniors. How do you all come in and help out?
What we can do is we actually created a digital human college coach. And so I don't know if you ever heard of the American College Advisory Corps, but last year they lost over like $400 million in funding. And because of that, there's been over like 30,000 high school counselors that no longer have jobs. And so we created a digital AI, like a school counselor in a sense. And they can tap into the school counselor 24/7 on demand, ask questions about how to write scholarship essays, how to go through the college planning process, how much money it costs to go to a particular school, and even the financial aid. It'll help you with that as well. So it gives the power back to the families by using technology.
And this is all in the digital scholarship coaching program you guys have?
Yes, sir. We felt like it was time for us to step up because there's so many students out there that need help from a counselor, and the college counselors are no longer in some schools in the building. So it's time for us to give them opportunities to have access 24/7.
Now, how can our students and families actually take advantage of this opportunity?
Yeah, thank you for saying that. And I love your personality on the radio, too. Much love to us. So you are amazing.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. But the college website is collegecoachingnetwork.com. collegecoachingnetwork.com. When you go there, there's a button that says 7-day free trial. So it's free access for you to gain access to our reports. We have a scholarship report that has probably about $18 billion in private scholarships inside of it, and they get that information for free. And so if they want to move forward with the program long term, they can, but they can try it out for 7 days at no cost.
collegecoachingnetwork.com. Mr. Cloud Harris, man, we appreciate you for keeping Hustle and Shine tapped in. Whenever you guys got anything new that's going on with our students, please don't hesitate.
Mm-hmm. Hey, much love. You guys take care. God bless.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
What's up with it's your boy YGKC, and I'm Hustling and Shining in the morning on Hot 103.
I got my Chiefs on today, FYI.
Man, look, I know how y'all feeling like me, and I'm missing my Chiefs. I'm missing my boys. Something bad, D.
Yeah.
But it's okay. We're regrouping and we'll be bigger and better next year. And part of the reason why we will be bigger and better, especially on offense, is because Eric Bieniemy, the sheriff, he's back in Kansas City.
It was real, real tough making this decision. But, you know, it was an opportunity to come home, and it was like leaving home. But now, you know, if Big Red ever picks up the phone, that's the only person that you'll say, hey, you know what? It may be time to return home because he's given me this opportunity. But more than anything, it was very, very tough after exactly what we just went through. But more than anything, I'm fired up about this opportunity. I'm looking forward to it, and it's time to get back in the saddle. There's some things about me that have changed, but more than anything, EB is EB. We will still be disciplined and detailed and everything and how we handle our business. There's a standard of performance. There's a standard of excellence that'll be expected. But on top of that, there's been a great deal of wealth that I've learned, you know, through the good and through the bad. And the thing that I appreciate has just helped me to grow into this role and have this opportunity to be in this this situation.
Yeah, EB back, bringing that real Leo energy. And look,
I'm excited.
The Chiefs need him. They need it. Yeah. They miss him. Matt Nagy didn't hold those players accountable. Mm. Matt Nagy is not as talented as Eric Bieniemy.
Oh, no.
At anything
on
offense.
You gonna throw him under the bus like that?
Yes, I am. Ooh. Yes, I am. And here's the last thing. Matt Nagy can't reach them players how Eric Bieniemy can. Mm. That's his superpower. That's his strength to motivate you, to light a fire under your ass to make sure you play your best instead of having constant penalties on the field like Juwan Taylor.
Yeah.
See, if Juwan Taylor had played that under Eric Bieniemy, none of that crap would have happened under him. I guarantee you that. So it's just a sense of who you are and how you are as a coach.
Yeah.
Like, Eric Bieniemy commands a presence.
Mm-hmm.
He commands your attention. As grown men, young men, whoever, he's going to get it, and he's going to coach you to the best of his ability and get you to your best of your ability. That's what a coach can do. That's what a good coach can.
It sounds like you need to be on the sideline.
I do.
TMG, The Morning Gossip. It's The Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
826, high of 26. Currently, it is 18, partly cloudy skies in KC mode. Auntie Fatty LaBelle says she will never, ever, ever stop touring.
Oh, I have to for my soul.
Yeah.
I mean, that brings me joy. If I stopped singing like today, I would do what? But right now, there's never going to be a time when I could say to the world, this is my last tour. No way. When they say it, they lie. Nobody want to stop. Yeah, I can't stop this.
Can't stop, won't stop. I heard that.
Take some time out to make some more of them patty pies.
You like those patty pies?
Boy, look.
He ain't lying.
I always heard mixed reviews.
The peach cobbler one?
I ain't never had that one. See, no, I ain't never tried that one.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Yeah, we're going to have to get that cracking.
You're
sure.
A monster.
Now, Auntie Patti LaBelle might not be stopping anytime soon, but on the NBA side, LeBron James, he just be signing more and more and more. Like, he's getting closer to retirement. Of course, he is 41 years of age, and he still is a Laker. He just had a game that was in Cleveland, and Bronny got a warm welcome. Him and Bronny got a very warm welcome during the game. But he's getting there. And I'm still mad that I haven't seen him live, but it's okay at this point. It is what it is.
You be all right.
Yeah. Other news.
Watch some highlights.
Yeah, I will do that. Earlier this month, it was reported that Krishan Rock signed a boxing deal with X-Rumble.
Oh, my gosh.
Egypt, the daughter of Peppa from Salt and Pepper, and Treach from Naughty by Nature.
Trech.
Said she.
Shout out to Big Court.
Yeah, no, literally. Shout out to Big Court for
this
sure.
This is an ass.
Very hip on Naughty by Nature, but not the individual names there. But she wants to face Krishan in the ring. That should be interesting. Would you pay for that?
No. Absolutely not.
That's the word.
I watch the highlights.
Well, now that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Aquarius season. Happy birthday to those innovative, rebellious, and analytical Aquarius.
Put your hand up.
Happy birthday to TV actor Tom Selleck. Sending over birthday love to TV actress Sarah Gilbert. A major happy birthday to musician, singer, songwriter, and producer, and also the former lead vocalist of the Gap Band. Happy birthday to Uncle Charlie Wilson. And last but not least, happy birthday to media executive, actress, talk show host, producer, and philanthropist who has become an icon. Happy birthday to Oprah Winfrey.
All right, D, let's take it home to the crib and with some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Kevin Hammond, Tiffany Alexandra Maben, and Keish Keish. Sending birthday love to CeCe Nicole, Michael Leon, and Nicole Rosenberg. Plus sending birthday love to Diamond Courtney and Philip Gordon III, plus everybody else born on January 29th. Happy birthday, Aquarius. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
I see you singing in the car.
Oh my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Good morning, Michelle.
Hey, Michelle, what you doing?
About to drop my daughter off at school.
Hope you're driving safely, but check down and what that check engine light looking like.
Oh my gosh.
It's okay, cousin.
Gotcha.
Lord have mercy.
One day we're gonna get a sponsorship for this and we're gonna give somebody like $100 off their engine service or something.
I like that. Let me be the first person. All right, cousin. All right, cousin. We got a shot to get you qualified to go see Neo and Akon for the Nights Like This tour. You gotta finish these lyrics with some passion. You ready?
Yeah.
Light my fire.
Girl, you ooh, know.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Make me wanna shout.
Hey, cousin, I wanted to sing with you, but you had that thing on fast forward. It's all good.
Nothing wrong with an oldie but goodie. You did your thing. Now your name is now entered in for a chance to go see Neo and Akon for the Nights Like This tour, August 7th. If you get those tickets, who you taking with you?
My bestie.
Love to hear it.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show is getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine in the morning.
Shut up!